are, girls.
Is this it? Is this really it?
It would appear so, Marianne. Oh, look. There's Izzy. Doesn't it seem odd to find her here? She'll have made everything ready for us, I'm sure. Come along now.
It's so small. Why, the whole of the house would fit inside our drawing room at Norland.
That's not so very surprising. Norland was a particularly large house. And isn't this a pretty spot? You said yourself, the countryside's beautiful around here.
Let's go and look inside, shall we?
I can't. Eleanor, I can't go in there. I feel as though I'm betraying my beloved Norland.
Everything is bound to seem strange at first. And we've had a very tiring journey, but we must try to be cheerful. For Mama's sake, if not our own.
It's not even pretty. If it had to be a cottage, it could at least have had honeysuckle around the door.
Where shall I put this, Mom?
Take it through to the kitchen for now, Izzy. Look, girls. Doesn't our furniture look well in here?
Oh, it does, Mama. It looks like home already.
This room really is a very reasonable size. Larger than I'd hoped.
Your pianoforte, Marianne. It survived the journey. Imagine it coming all the way from Sussex on a boat.
I expect it will be out of tune.
And the bedrooms are quite adequate. There's one which will do very well for you, Eleanor. The light is perfect for drawing.
Good. I'll go and have a look.
Who's this?
Oh, surely not now.
Who is it?
Well, it looks like Sir John. Yes, it is. And that must be his wife. Oh, dear.
Why are they coming when we've only just arrived?
There's nothing to be done. Do I look presentable?
Entirely.
Right then. Izzy, we have visitors.
Oh, very inconsiderate.
Are you sure they're only trying to be friendly?
Hello!
Oh, hello.
Oh, good heavens, fancy coming to the window like that.
Thank goodness it wasn't open.
I really don't want to see anyone. I'm going upstairs.
No, it's too late.
That's it. Do mind the boxes, Lady Middleton. Now, may I present my daughters?
But no, let me guess. Ah, you must be Miss Eleanor Dashwood?
Yes.
The taller one, your mother told me, you see.
Good afternoon, Sir John.
And you must be Miss Marianne Dashwood.
Yes.
Excellent. How old are you, Miss Marianne?
I'm 16.
16? Yes. The last time I saw you, you were still in your crib. And you had not long been walking, Miss Dashwood.
I'm afraid we don't remember.
Yeah, look at you now. Splendid young ladies and monstrous pretty. They shall set some hearts a-fluttering hereabouts. Isn't that right, my dear?
To be sure. I'm very pleased to meet you.
And you, Lady Middleton.
Would you like some tea? I'm sure we can manage to...
No, thank you.
No, wouldn't dream of it. It was only that we were passing and thought we'd see that you'd arrive safely.
And we would like to invite you to dine with us at Barton Park tomorrow evening.
Oh, how very kind.
Yes. Come and look the old place over. Take a peek at my brood.
Really, Sir John? Such a word.
Four of them now, you know.
Yes.
Do you like little ones?
We...
Of course you do. All the young ladies like little ones. Now, do you have everything you need?
Yes, thank you.
My man came to fix that latch, did he?
Yes, I believe so.
Excellent.
And may I just say, Sir John, I know I have expressed it many times in my letters, but may I just thank you in person for offering us a refuge?
No, my dear cousin, it's a pleasure, a privilege. Darned difficult, these cases.
Yes.
Your stepson has inherited Norland, I understand.
Yes. My husband's son from his first marriage, Mr. John Dashwood.
And then it will pass to his son.
Yes, of course. Of course it will. That's the way of these things.
He and his wife were most obliging in allowing us to stay on at Norland for some time.
They were really very kind.
But when one has been mistress of a house, to find oneself a guest, well, I'm sure you can imagine.
Dreadful.
Sussex has lost and Devonshire has gained. That's what I say. I have found three splendid young ladies to live in my cottage. And there's not a gentleman in sight to compete with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?